Big Blue Nation, welcome to the very first episode of Big Blue Nation Reactions. This is post-game Richmond, so I'm going to come to you immediately after each and every Kentucky basketball game, Kentucky football game, and bring you my rushed reactions, my immediate reactions every single game, okay? So let's get right into it. Reaction number one from the Richmond basketball game, a double-digit loss for the Wildcats. First point, guys, relax. We've seen this before. We've seen Kentucky look really bad early on. It is no new episode, no new show here for Big Blue Nation. Calipari teams are young. They're inexperienced. They struggle early. Sometimes they're able to pull out those games early in the season, and sometimes they're not, okay? They played against a very experienced, a well-coached, a very good executing Richmond team. This is not reason for concern, not at all, okay? So my reaction number one is just relax. Number two, point guard play is a little bit of a concern, though. I don't think we've had this low level of point guard play since maybe the Ryan Harrow team, okay? And that was the NIT team. That didn't work out very well for the Cats, okay? But Calipari is typically blessed with very, very good, dynamic, creative, aggressive point guards. And it doesn't look like Devin Askew fits that mold, and it doesn't look like Davion Mintz fits that mold either. So I think Kentucky fans are going to struggle here with point guard play. We're not going to be very happy very often with what we see from Askew, okay? But if he is able to facilitate more, if he's able to value the ball more, and if he's able to knock down shots, then that's kind of a different point guard we haven't seen from Calipari, but still a point guard that can win a lot of games. So Mintz and Askew, they're not going to be the mold of point guards that we've seen previously, but hopefully they can bring something different to the table, much more maybe creative and much more pass-first minded than previous point guards. Okay, but as of now, I think point guard play is kind of the weak spot of this Kentucky roster. Next one, going right along with a weak spot, would be shooting. You know, Kentucky went 0 for 10 from the three-point line against Richmond, and they missed 13 free throws, okay? That is obviously not a good recipe for success. This is only the second time in the last 33 years that Kentucky has failed to make a three-point shot in a game. You know, that this is kind of a broken record, but Calipari does not recruit shooters very often. He recruits the best players. He recruits players that are long and athletic, that can get to the hoop, that can be aggressive, and that can also really defend. There's not a lot of shooting on this team, and that was on display against Richmond, okay? There is shooting on the bench. You know, Davion Mintz did not play a lot of minutes. I'll get to that later. Dante Allen did not set foot on the floor. Keon Brooks is another player that has the potential to knock down shots, but right now, shooting is a struggle, okay? And Kansas, I think Kansas is going to try to exploit that, okay? You might see some zone from Coach Self's Kansas Jayhawks, but you also might just see a very sagging man-to-man and kind of daring the Cats to shoot. Reaction number four is going to be defense. Defense is going to be better, okay? I think you look at a loss and you think, you know, the defense must have been bad. It wasn't, okay? What you saw here was a very young, inexperienced Kentucky team going against a very challenging offense. Richmond runs the Princeton-style offense. Not a lot of teams do because it's very, very difficult to pull off. It's very difficult to execute. But Richmond is experienced. They have shooters. They have players who can get to the rim. They can really read and react to the defense. And when Calipari challenges guys not to get beat backdoor, that means they gave up some open shots. And when they were worried about closing out and giving up open shots, they started giving up some backdoor layups. So I think the defense will be better. It's just early on, I mean, with all these new players, with all these new faces, with all these freshmen, early on, they're just not good enough defensively to go against a very experienced Princeton-style offense like Richmond. And then the fifth reaction, okay? The lineups and rotations are going to have to change. I don't think Kentucky can win a lot of games with both Sarr and both Sarr and Jackson on the floor. I think that's going to be really tough for the Cats. If you don't have shooting, it's going to be really tough to create driving lanes for players like Terrence Clark and BJ Boston. And so if you have Sarr there, who doesn't stretch the floor that much, and you have Jackson, who stretches the floor probably even less. You know, where are the driving lanes going to come from? How is Terrence Clark going to be able to attack? And how is B.J. Boston going to be able to attack? You know, those two players themselves aren't great shooters. So I think the rotations are going to have to change. I'm not sure you can get Sarr and Jackson playing that many minutes together. Or you might see, maybe if they stay together, you might see Terrence Clark switch to the point guard spot. And you know, you might have to fill that with somebody off the ball who's a better shooter, okay? But there's going to have to be somebody out there who can space the floor. And right now, Kentucky doesn't have that. Because this is our first episode, I'm going to throw a bonus point out there. Yes, that's right, a 6 point here, a 6 rush reaction. And that's going to be that Mintz is going to have to play more minutes than what we saw against Richmond. And I know Calipari has come out and said there was a miscommunication. They thought that Mintz had more fouls than he did. But either way, he's a better shooter than Askew is. He's a better defender than Askew is. And he plays a little bit more under control. He isn't as pressured to create as Askew. But really, the shooting is what we need. If you can remember, he went 14 for 15 in that three-point contest. So I would look for Mintz as we have Kansas coming up, as we have Notre Dame coming up, as we have UCLA coming up. I would look for Mintz to be playing several more minutes than what he did against Richmond. All right, guys, Big Blue Nation, that is episode 1 of Reactions, of BBN Reactions. I hope you'll follow along the rest of the season. We'll have one coming up for you after the Kansas game. And as we go on into the weekend, we have football, we have basketball. So we've got a lot of episodes coming your way. All right, guys, talk soon.